Kuf Yud Aleph from the Beis Rabos. Everybody, please turn. Let's see the Gemara. Itmar. First wide line. Dogim Sha'olu Bika'ara. Every word is clear except for the word olu. We all know what the dog is, a fish. We all know that a kara is a plate. What does olu mean? Rashi, dogim sha'olu bekara min hatzli kishahoyu roschin nisanan letoch hakara sha'ochlu ba'basar. Literally, you have olu, they came up, get fish, fried fish, which are hot. You put it into a plate upon which you ate meat. So this plate, what happens? This plate is just a plain old-fashioned plate. It's not a pot, it's not a pan, it's a plate. Nothing much was done with this plate. First you ate meat on the plate, and now you're putting fried fish on top of that plate. Says the Gemara, Rav Omar, also le'ochlan b'kutach. Rashi, v'shabosar nosein b'hem tam. The meat gives taste into the fish, and therefore you may not have this fish together with kutach. What is kutach? Anybody?
Some milchik dip.
Okay, fine. Shmuel Omar, mut le'ochlan b'kutach. Rav Omar, also nosein tamu. Shmuel Omar, mut le'ochlan tam, bar nosein tamu. Okay, Rashi. No sentam, no sentamu. Im hoyu mevusholim im basar mamish. If you cook the fish with meat, hoya asaloch and bekutach, you would not be able to have this with a melucha gadip. Inami, modish Shmuel, she asur leechol cholav roseach bikaara. You cannot have hot milk in a bowl, a fleshiga bowl. The no same time rishon havi kibasa gomer, because it goes, that's considered no same time rishon, as we shall see. Avo ka'ara zu hi atzma eina basar el ayadei no same time. Only this pot itself, this bowl itself, is not meat, just that it absorb taste from meat because someone had meat on it. Look on the side if you have a ksaviyat. Hilkach, eino choseres v'yoseres v'shem nesinas tam tahavalut hanach dogim nat bar nat ve'eino kebosar. You get impression this is the most famous mistake of scribes. What's it called? Everyone, what's it called? Tos adomos. When the copyist copies, and his eyes move from one to the other, you got the impression the word nosen tam appeared twice. He moved from one to the other and missed it. So it was missing for who knows how many hundreds of years, and they found a ksaviyat, and a rashi on the rif, and they put it on the side over here, which makes much more sense. Any questions so far? Let's parsha, parsha pshat. Yes?
Why does it talk about le'achol b'kutach and not chol?
That's a good question. I guess fish and milk was an uncommon combination in times of the Chazal. When they would dip it into this kind of a milk dip, it's more common. I don't want to make any more of it than that. Okay, we're both say, so far so good. Just going for simple pshat, so far the Gemara. Gemara and Rashi. Good. Weiter. Says the Gemara. V'hod the Rav, la beferish itmar, ela michlol itmar. Rav never said beferish and not bananas us. It was a story. The Rav Ikla, Levei, Rav Simi, Bar Chia, Bar Berei, Chosh Ve'enov. His eyes hurt. Ovdulei, Shaifa. What's Shaifa, says Rashi? Mishicha Misamemonim. Something, some kind of, presume it has some kind of medicinal value. Pitzah and Bekara. They put it in a bowl. Basar hachi, ramilei Bishula Begava Rashi Rame Bishula Baosakara Liachazman. Watch this now. Toimle Tama de Shaifa. He tasted the taste in this tafshil from the what was originally placed in it before. Omar Rav said, Yoiv Tama Kule Hai. Wow. Rashi. Shechozer v'no sein tam v'bishul. Uman d'shom ha-sovar d'yisrael l'rav nesinas tam v'nesinas tam nami be'alma. The general rule, the rav holds are not by not counts, and therefore would be usher in our case. V'lohi. Rashi. V'lohi. D'gavi sabimonim nofish miri rayu morim hem ha'od. It's an exception to the rule. Ordinarily, not by that it's mutter. We could have said it's mutter, even according to Rav. Notwithstanding this story, it's a unique case. Shani Hossam, the Nofish Merorah Tfei. So far, so good, Rabbi Hossam. So, we have no proof from this story that Rav holds that not by that is us. All right? Just starting slowly. Right. Now, another interesting story. Rabbi Lozer have a coin kamei der mashmul. Aisul the kamei dogim sheolah bekara bekaocha bekutach. Okay, they both say, no problem, right? Rashi, koim kamei mishamish levana besuda. Fine. Yoiv lei velo ochel. They need it. Amalei l'rabcha Rashi, Rav shalomadato mimenu she'aser yihibule v'yochel. I gave it to Rav and he ate it. V'at lo achlis, you don't need it. Also l'kamei the Rav, check it up on him. Amalei. Hoda me Rav mishmaite. Did Rav change his mind? Because Rav originally said not by that is us, and now apparently Shmuel said he gave it and you ate it. Amale, chasle lezare da abba bar abba, the lisfili midi dilo svirili. Rashi, abba bar abba, avua de Shmuel haba, the chosid god al hoya, and Shmuel is his son, the lisfili midi dilo svirili. This story never happened. What's going on? So we're weaving yarns here. What happened? It's happened. It did. What's happening over here? Never happened. Lohoyu dvara meolam. What's Taka Pshat? What's Pshat the Gemara? Huh? So Velohi, as Tosis points out already, Velohi. Shani Osam, the Nafesh Merare, Koloma Mikane Lochiach, Avahu Beferish Amara, Kindemucha Pesamach. Although you derive it from a story which is an invalid inference. But Lemaisa, he said it. You look at the Gemaras, the fancy Gemaras, what's Pshat? What was Shmuel telling him over here? Probably Shmuel wanted to know, the Mefarshim say, whether this individual who came to serve him, Rabbi Lazar, whether he was machmir for himself or machmir for Rav. And depending on which one it was, would indicate what he should do in the presence of Shmuel. If he had his own private chumra, that's one thing. But if his chumra was based upon Rav, then he shouldn't be keeping that chumra in the presence of Shmuel. It was also his Rebbe. So that's why he told him that Rav is really making us, so that he still didn't want to eat it, because it was his own chumra that he was able to let go. That's what some of the Mefarshim say. Pshat was, what's Shmuel up a story? Rabbi Osei, with me so far, this is Pashim Pshat in the Sugya. The next part of the Sugya has nothing to do with our Inyanim, Rabbi Osei. We're leaving it out. We're getting to the bottom line. Hilchasa. Dogim sha'ala bekara muta la'ochla makutach.
That's it.
Pasnak shmu muta. We have just completed the sugya. That's it. It's a fairly short sugya. This is it. This is the whole sugya. There was a double charef aspect, but we're going to stay away from that for the moment. The sugya itself, we're done. Finished. I can see you. 10 minutes, finish the sugya. Now it starts the fun. Okay. So the first fun is in Tosfos, as usual. V'hilchasa dogim sha'ala bekara shabasar muta la'ochla makutach. Yemakara v'hadogim tzonenin lo istrich livsok. The lekaman de polik, if everything's cold. Alek she'echon men roseach. The Beni Lo Govar, Bein Tato Govar, Klipa Mia Boy. Sokha Mayim Vav. Hadamekha Lebo. So therefore what he's saying is, the word Olu, what does the word Olu mean? There was some heat. Either the plate was hot, or the food was hot. One or the other. That's the word Olu means. Fine. Any questions so far? Just push up shot. Now that's the fun. B'shem Rashi Pirish Rivan Chasana. Quote of the Shver, Rashi. Davka Olu Sharu. Avon Nisbashlu Osir. Dogim Sha'olu Bekara. That means that the fish were placed on this fleshika plate. But if they were cooked, and the fleshika, let's use the word casserole, because otherwise it's a... All you want is pot or pan. It's cooked. Pot is the best word because it's liquid. Cooked. Aser. Tekechad tam choshiv. So much comes out. It's not not bar not. It's plain not. Even though it went through different stages. There's so much taste comes out. Uba maisa lefonov. A real case. Bebeitzim shenizbashlu bekadeira shalcholov. They cooked eggs in a milch kapat. The osur lasos mehem ulaisa shel basar. He did not allow to use those eggs as a stuffing for meat. V'yesh lavi raya l'dvarov mitznon shechotcho besakem the osur la'ochlo b'kutach shem da'agav churche bola tvei. That's the last line which I'm trying to stay away from. V'choshev g'chad tama v'nizbashlu lo'gara mitznon. If it's cooked, there's so much heat, no less than cutting a sharp item with a knife. Umiul apirish loshon achash apirish bekuntris. What is the second opinion, Rabosai, that we find in Rashi? That's the very top of Kufi Bezim and Aleph. The tama the osim shim shashumon korish alasak even a nika ravitam rishin. It's known if it's not the issue of the great amount of taste coming from the knife because of the sharpness. But it's a matter of there's a big caked grease on the blade of the knife. The ain on nika avi tar mishon. What happened? Ain raya mishon. It's no raya because there it's bad. Here it's not bad. Fine. Not only Rabosai is there no raya from the Gemara that the Rivan brought, but Rashi himself, his own father-in-law, whom he's quoting lechumra, we're going to find from Rashi's written word lekula. How do you like that? Bad news for the son-in-law. He said the name of his father-in-law. They said, but the father himself, what he from his own writings implies in the reverse. Whoops. See, look inside. When we talk lashon akuntres mashma de ain chiluk v'nodel nizbashu. Why? The liel gabe nosan tab anosan tab pesh v'kuntres demhoyu mevusholim im basar mamish. If they were actually cooked together. Oh. Lechol cholav roseach bekara, put hot milk into the flesh of a bowl. Modesh Shmuel the Yosser. Why? Davei nosan tam rishon. Not not but not. It's just one not. Masha mitov perusho the mevusholim in basaru the Yosser. Because it's only one not. Ava mevusholim in makara. If it was cooked, with cooking with water the whole 9 yards. On the bottom it says, in this bashul b'kdeira shebishlu b'basar, you get an impression, Rabbi Osai, is mutol ochlo b'kutach. it says. Would have been permissible. I don't know what to make of it. Rivan was a son-in-law, presumably he had his ear, and he said the truth. But the Diak and Lashna Rashi is the other way around. I don't know what to make of this. I don't know. Let's now turn our attention to the continuation of Tosis on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Continues. V'ha de Amin on Perikol Shoh. Ein Toshin Hatanur. Be'alya. You can't grease the oven with fat. V'yimtosh kol ha'pas ha'sura ha'shiyusa katanur v'lo sagi b'kinuach. You have to actually boil it out. Kasher it, in other words. Wine is just enough to clean it off. Therefore, it's a raya to the rivan. Ein raya, Mishal. Then it's ein raya, Mishal, in this fashion of also. V'lo choshiv lei b'kinuach not barnat. Why is no raya? We're a bit of time. The Hemsher Litano Liskaneach Yofek Shininbak Bo Hasham Nunis Fabi Be'en Ashe Yusak. The only alternative is to put on what we call a very high cycle. We call a salting cycle. The humongous heat at the air when you put on the fire to its maximum heat. Fish Daktek Tafil Nisbashu Shari Mutter. How do you know? It says in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayin to call Yom V'Yom. Watch carefully now. Nasagiyo lechaver. We discussed this at length in Simon Tzadi Gimel. Now we're going to song Tzadi Hey, so it's not that long ago. Umuto levash al shlomim ha'idna b'kdeira shebishal b'shlomim esmo. I cooked today's Monday. I cooked shlomim on Sunday. I can take the same pot, cook shlomim on Monday. The lo armina de kamemai b'achila shlomim de ha'idna. Wait a minute. Stop a second. I cook right now, 1:20. I cook today, shlomim. Wait a minute. But I will not be able to eat those shlomim for more than 3 hours. Because once the sun sets, what happens? Yesterday, shlomim run out of time. Nechom l'shnei yomim v'layla echot. Since today, shlomim have the taste of yesterday, shlomim, so there's a problem. How can I cook the shlomim in this pot when I'm curtailing its eating time? Not supposed to do that. Oh. The reason why it's okay, I will look inside. Lormina de kobamai, machilas shlomim do idna. Why not? Shem de tam sheniu. Vinis batel kodom sheyobul de isur rabosai. The equivalent we call a not barnat. What happened? The taste from yesterday, shlomim, went into the pot. From the pot, it came into today, shlomim. It's still heter. It's still only 3 more hours before the sun sets. Not barnat is mutter, even though we're talking about bishul. They were sure, bishul. Gevaldik. A raya brewer, it's mutter against the river. V'ein lo amar d'shani hosom d'havi tam shlishi. Whoa. It's not barnat barnat. Let's count up. Lefi sheyesh mayim b'kdeira. What does that mean? There's water in the pot. Im kain. What does that mean? So what's three? Let's chazer again. From the pot. Let's go. From the pot to the water. From the water to the pot. From the pot. It's four, no? From the pot back to the water, from the water back to the next meat. Meat to water to pot to water to meat. It's four, whatever, maybe. Im kemi tam zeh, yunami abetzim utorim shenis vashel b'mayim b'kder. The same thing should apply to the eggs. Let's chazer again. From the meat to the water to the pot to the water, to the eggs. So if that works, it works here too. Against the river. The old, the guy be shpud vi askala. Maisi v'sof v'sekla v'odazara. Hahi d'chol yom v'yom. Nas agiyu l'chaveiro. And there, Rabosai, there is no water. Shpud vi askala. You can't pin it on the water. says Tosa, stop. Miu, however, al kochach ein raya misham. It can't be right from the Avodah Zarah. Why? Tafilu bishul b'chatos shari levashel ba'osik edera shlobin b'sof mesechus Avodah Zarah. For even my bachilah, sir, Rabbosai, if you cook meat in a pot which had a shlomim, which originally had chatos, there's an immediate constraint. Who can eat it? The mitzvah is lezarim lanoshim lavodim. Then echelas ala lezichrei kahuna. Immediate is a constraint. It used to be the shlomim could be eaten by anybody. Now only lezichrei kahuna. The guy mifsalei biyotze. What does Yotze mean? Goes beyond its border. Because Chatas is a much smaller border than does Shlomim. Shlomim can be Nechol, we say B'chol Ha'ir, and Chatas only the Fnimen HaKloim, only in the Azara. So it's Emma Kovan in the morning, you should know this. So what's going on? What's Pshat? Tam Beitam Sheni B'Yisr? Unique. Should the min bemina midaraisa bottle barov? Uvikle mikdash ukmua daraisa. Stop right here. Don't be many rice in the Avodah Zarah I involve. There we follow the level within daraisa. The daraisa, that's the halacha. But otherwise, perhaps the rivon is correct. Bishul is just, you don't say not barna. Are both say so far so good? Now the last part of Tosis. Uka'oros shemishtamishim v'hem basar shehutchu b'machmes shel cholah b'kli rishon u'shneim b'nei yomim. What happened? You had dishes that you used for meat. Now you washing the dishes, rinsing the dishes in a pan that you use for milk, kli rishon u'shneim b'nei yomim. Yesh lesor. We pass that it's aser. The everything's aser. The plates are asur, the pan is asur. I feel it with Nomar, lav dafka olu, and I feel in this bashlu. If you cook, it's still, we're going to say the principle that is not barnat. Im asham nunis be'en alak oros, davi kisakin shalonis ganeach, diosel bekuntus loshan acher. If, as in normal, the dishes are greasy. There's a lot of grease there. So for sure it's a problem. For sure it's a problem. It's like Rashi said when it comes to the knife. But Tos goes on. Vafilu ein ha-shamnunis b'en. It's absolutely nothing. It's clean. Nonetheless, usur. The hakoros nogos b'machvas. That the plates touch the pan in which they're washing them. Some of the taste goes out from one to the other, Rabbosai. And when do we say not bar not? If the two knots in its mutter hit the second knot, you're ready, usher. The old lodomi klal the dogim shalom bikara. Why? Dokshatam sheni shel basar v'shel cholov nichlas b'mayim miyad nesru amayim v'chozim v'yosim akoros v'machvas. What does that mean? Dogim she'olah b'kara. There are two knots and everything is het gomer. It goes from the meat to the dish, and from the dish to the fish, and everything is mutter. So it's fleshix, but still mutter. Later on, you put in milk, or pudding, or butter. That's going to be the problem. But meanwhile, it's het gomer. Contrast this, says Tosfos, with you washing the dishes. There, you can't take two steps and say it's mutter. What happens? The taste goes from the meat into the water, from the meat into the pot, and from the pot into the water. As soon as that taste steps into the water, guess what? It bumps into his cousin. What's his cousin? Milk. The milk taste. That's also inhabiting the same water. So the milk and the meat meat, huh? Meat in the water, shaduchim, right? The milk and the meat, meat in the water. Let's read Rashi, let's read Tosas again. Dokshatam sheni shel basar, v'shalchov nichnas b'mayim, miyad nesru ha'mayim. They meet in the water is nevela. V'chozim v'yosim ha'karas ha'machas, period. Only time, I'm going to say it's perhaps okay. V'la'echad eino ben yomo, also shu ben yomo mutter. The one that's ben yomo is mutter because it only received taste from an eino ben yomo. The one that received taste from the ben yomo is in fact asur. Ad kan the word to Tosas. A little bit complicated at the very end. Rabbos, if you have any questions, please ask now. Before we turn to the back, see what the Rishonim is a little chazar. The Rosh is primarily a chazar of Tosas with a little bit new extra. And the Ran is totally new. But let's first, before you open the Rosh, any questions? Yes, sir. Two knots and still had.
So at least it's like b'di'evit, it's considered like okay. It
would be, well, you're using the word b'di'evit, it's a very critical word. We'll get to it as we proceed. But so far, it sounds like it's in chatchila, so far. Although we'll have to say what that means exactly, what level of chatchila. Yes, sir.
Moshe. How is it numbers b'chol?
Ha ha! What a great question. That's a good question. Why is it not b'chol b'chol? This fish has meat, it's all of b'kara. You dip it into the milk of a dip, and it has milk. Rebbeinu Shalom, it's basar b'chol. What's going on over here? No, what's the answer? Okay. The answer is found in the Ran, which we already alluded to a little bit yesterday. At the end of the Shia, I gave you a little bit of comic attractions. But let's, if you don't mind, you want to see it now? All right, let's see it now. Since Moshe has a question, we'll see it now. On the way to the, we have to go to the Rush. On the way to the Rush, we'll take a pit stop in the Ran. And then we'll come back. The question deserves an answer. And I apologize on the Makoros on the Ran. I only had my old Gemara, so I couldn't tell you exactly where to look. I see this first page, which is Mem, is really Kuf Yud Tes. So it starts from the word Dogim and finishes the entire page Kuf Yud Tes. That's the in the old edition, it goes from Mem Amid Beis to Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. It says snow. I'm reading only a small excerpt. The heavy Odea, in my edition, it's the end of paragraph, I guess, second, at the end of the first full paragraph, it starts on column 2. It starts with the word Ve'ein until the word Ve'kosav. That's in my edition. Column 2 of page Kuf Yud Tes. I'm not exactly sure where it is. And I think it's a Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph towards the top in the old editions. Let's take a look together. Have your dance. It's the last four lines. Lo sharina, not barnat, ala bishel heter, kibosa becholov. The cave of the tamsheni, akati heterahu, cave of the iklish kulehai, lo choshiv le mesar. What's left is not important enough for the status of prohibition to take effect. Al bemidi di isura, we call not barnat the isura. Kol hecha dikatama klal oser atzov kolom to the end of the world. So what that means is you could have a piece of pork and it could go not by nodding forever. Pork to the water and the water to the pot and the pot to the water and the water to the potatoes and the potatoes to the water and the water to the pot and the pot to the water and the water to the tomatoes. And you can just go on, you can make a limerick out of this and go forever. Everything is awesome. Because it started off Yisur. This is the famous Ran. That's why the Gemara only chose an example of Dogim Shalom Bekar, where the fishes had to govern until you put milk into it. Not by not that. Teir is okay. Why? He tells you why. He says, Iklish Kulehai. It's weak. It's a weak taste. It's weak 2 weeks for the shame Isser Basar B'chov to take effect upon it, but not 2 weeks to preserve a previously existing shame Isser. This is a world famous rat. Yes.
But I still don't. I mean, if a piece of dairy, let's say a piece of cheese, were in the place of the fish, it would be an anah at that point.
Correct.
So why? So if that then has the power to transfer the Isser onto another thing, why can't the fish that maybe you won't say chanan by something that's in an usser, just by one spot that is meat, why can't that then transfer the meat onto something else?
Again, the amount of taste in the fish is so weak that there's no reason to take effect on it. That's what he says. 2 weeks for it to ease to take effect. Had it been treif, ease would have been there from the beginning, before it became weak. So therefore it remains, enough to retain the ease, not enough to create the ease. That's what the Ran says. Let's do chazara. We turn to the Rosh and Simon Chav Teser Bosai. It's a very good chazara. Chazara. In our edition, Rabosai, Simon Chav Tes, starts on page Resh, even. You have the old edition? Look inside. Again, most of it we saw in Tosis, but there's a few new items. Itmar quotes the Gemara. Quotes Tosis, Tator Gova. He explains, not by not, Habasar Bikara, Bakara Bidogim. He could train his sina astam, and it's still mutter. Right? Meat to the dish and the dish to the fish, and still mutter. Call them shiyavu lechal iser when you decide to dip it into the kutach. It's beautiful. You already have two steps and het the gomer. That's what it says. Upiyash Rashi, and by yomavushalim yam abasar mode shmuel the yasal lechal bekutach, fish abas nosn bamta, mashma. Dafka nispashu ima basar. Avon nispashu bikaderish a bishlum a basar. Mut lacha bakudach. As Tosa said. Rivon chasano says bishmo. Ola nispashu lo. Opposite of this inference in Rashi. Afal gav de ba'olu nami kiblu kade klipo. Tam min ha basar. Biblia mu etes. Hitiru nat barnat. Because so much so little came in. Avo nizbashlu v'nivla kol tam abos asher b'lua b'kdeira osu la'ochlu b'kutach. That's the Rivon says. They bring the same rayas Tosfos from snow. Same dechiyah from Rashi, shumun korush olov. Same rayas Tosfos from Ein Toshim on next page Resh Aleph. Same dechiyah from Rabbi Natan on the fifth line. You can't clean it well. V'orani Omer. This is a little bit new. Tosfos alludes to, but it's a different phraseology here. With a small kuf nun dalet is. V'orani Omer. Lo domi nisbashlu v'nesinas tam shal ayah v'pas. Why? Because igatam shlishi. It's not two knots. It's three knots. Habosu b'kdeiro. Vakdeir b'mayim, v'mayim b'dogim. So it's more kal. It's three knots. Yishmak Sheldro, as we saw in Tosfos, says in Zamchatas, kol yom nasagil lechaveiro, umutu levashalo inna shlam b'kdeir shabishal kolbo shlamim esmo. V'lar mina de b'mayim shman shlamim deo inna mishum tam shlamim di esmo shenasin osu v'alaylo. Ela mishum. The time sheni who shall het the shlamim the esvah b'kdeiro mikdeiro the shlamim shall ayom v'adayinu hetach yasa noser halayla alma afilushin is bashla shari. So the rush it's no raya. Why? Because there ayf memad b'achilason noshim avodim yotze, right? Ve'en bem nat barnat. Tavikimo kadeira shabishl babasal ivashal bacholav. Tavidat shayna lesa. Woo. What is this line? You're telling me that the case in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin is not barnat. It's not true. It's not a not barnat. Why is it not barnat? A little bit tricky. Not N-O-T. Why isn't it? That's better. Why isn't it not barnat? So what? How did the Rosh explain? Tavi go kadeir shabishal ba basar lo yavasha b'cholav tavi not shein el yisr. What happened? I have a kadeir which I use to cook in meat. So it went from what? From the meat to the pot. In that pot, I may not place milk. Why not? Because the second knot is already usur. Not bar knot is mutav, only the two knots la'atera. Here it goes from the meat to the pot and from the pot to the milk. Didn't make a smooth landing. When the meat tasted, the meat goes into the milk, it's already usur. Don't have two knots la'atera. So what's going on in Zvachim? Same thing. As we saw in Tosis. So far, it's just a chazara. Fundamentally, we're just chazaring over. Now you go back to the chazara. Ukaro shenishtam shubehen bos or shuhut chubi or chol leves ushneem b'nei oman avle nat barnad habosu b'koro v'akoro b'mayim v'odenu heter ad sheyis arei b'oson amayim tamachov b'nayor. Okay, great. Ule pirish rivon the oson is bashlu asuros hakaoros v'hayora. Rabos according to the rivon, if we do not apply nat barnad when it's cooked, here it's in effect cooked. What do you mean cooked? The water is in, the pots are submerged in water. It's like a cooking type process. Felinira. The Afleri von Hakol Mutter. Against Autosis. Autosis concluded that it's us. The Rush parts company with Tosis and concluded that it's Mutter. Why? Why? Look what it says. Why? Lo also in his bashlu. You're not permitted to have dogim shen is bashlu bikara. Os lochem bekutach. You can't have it. It was cooked in a, not just it came out of a hot milchika plate. That's garnished. It came out of a hot fleshika pot. That's much more chomer. That's much more chomer. Look inside in the Rush one more time. Look inside. Look inside. Also, but it's more chav. Also, in this bashel, while the ochlan bekuta, shetam sheni shel abosar, no same time. The soch my moshe shel cholov. Avol ochlan, shetam sheni shel abosar, shem soch amayim. Hey, no same time. The toch my moshe shel cholov. Elimis Arivim Tam Shani Shalakolov Shibatoka Mayim Nirada Mayim Utorim Vahakol Mutter. What happened over here? What happened? Look inside one more time. The Rosh is suggesting, even according to the Rivan, it's gonna be mutter in this case. He only asked in his bashlu to eat it together with the melachika dip. Why? Because Tam Shani Shalabosar. No sin tam into the mamash of chov and the dip. It goes from the meat to again. What happened over here? What happened? It was cooked in a fleshig pot. Okay, went from the meat to the pot, and from the pot to the, we'll call it the fish. So that fish, Rabbi Osai, is a problem if it's cooked, because that cooked item absorbs so much flesh you can taste, you can't have it with kutach. Aval hocho, shetam sheni shel abosar shebetoch hamayim, eino sein tam betoch mamosher sacholov. In other words, we're not going to say that the taste, the tam sheni of the meat, which is in the water, is going to go straight into the milk. That'd be the equivalent over here. Go straight into the fish. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't. Nira, therefore, Shamayim Mutarim Vakol Mutar. He rejects Tosis. Okay. Tosis, the Russian, we'll come to it a little bit later. Omnam Yesh Lesser Mitam Acher. Lefi Shek Shemadichin Koras nidbak usham nun shel machal venogei biyora venetzra yora mamashes habasos shenichas ba vakolas. Oh, that's a different story. Not clean. It's not clean. Not clean enough to be machmir. This should be a separate teretz over here. If you're looking at Daniel to Oslam, so far so good. Let's read Lamed. Over say for a truma hiti yirakot for kitniel shenizbashu b'kdeira bas yoma choleves. You cook vegetables in a milk in a pot. You can have it with fleshes. Rakshay nekiya mechala. As long as it's clean. La'ochlem b'tav shabasar. You can throw these beans into the chont. Vafilu im nomar olu in nitzlulo. Shenizbashlu sharu. Shud ikha gimel nos neitam. Hachala b'kdeira. Vaktera b'mayim. From my Yorak, then I had the three. As we saw earlier. The Givgain Bedava, Shiesh Locha, Shabisha Yerak, Vakitios, Nogin Vikdero, Ubolim and Akadero, that's a direct hit. Not through the water, they actually touch. Afal Pikenech, we are Lahata, the cave, and the Gamayan Bekli, Roba Thomas Pasha Bemayan. The Gamayan Yerak, in a Bolem Bedofne, Akadero, they were Sikhas Amayim, Chain Mistaban, and Spasha, we got Tam Shlishi, Vishori. Avol nitzluasa. Whoa! The last three words was the killer. Everything's fine and dandy in the rush, right? He's being mat against the Rivon, against the Rivon, against the Rivon, against the Rivon, six times against the Rivon. Rivon was machalai in his bashel when he hold against the Rivon. But just to give us a little dig at the very end, the three words, Avol nitzluasa. Whoa! Where'd that come from? Why did the rush say that? Why did the Rosh say that? Where did that come from? Why should that be? We don't know why it should be, but he said it. Can't deny that he said it. You take a look in the Divrei Chamudos Kuf Nun Tes, Rabosai. Divrei Chamudos Kuf Nun Tes. It's right in front of us, the bottom of the Rosh. Kfoka Safti Badaliyantav Shigendas Hasmak Vasmak. Kosa Beis Yosef, Dimi Divrei Harashbo Vaharad Nire, She'ein Mechalkin Ben Bishol Tzli. Umatirin b'chol inyan, and the Rav Yoel's away, and the Mordechai and the Agos Oshri, everyone's halachah l'maaseh that way. No distinction between all of one is bashlu and hakol shari. Rabbeinu Tamel, the way halachah l'maaseh. Wow, the Rambam, all quoted from the Beis Yosef. Avraham Mokosav gave some previews. Telechatchilo yesh lino k'divrei Rabbeinu. He found the Mariah, Gosher, Idu Yosher. But the Evid, you can rely on the Mekilim. Okay, Rabosai? Talocha Lamaisa. Dogim Sha'olu Bekara, Mutta Bekuta. What if it's this Bashlu? What if it's Nitzlu? What's the Pshar of the Ramah? Come on, what's the Pshar of the Ramah? The big compromiser. What's the Pshar of Manuah? What's the Pshar? Come on, typical Pshar. Come on, we saw the Pshar. Lechat Chilawat. Sir, but the Eved, got it. Great compromise. The Chatchil, that's Osir. Dogam Shem is Bashal Bekara. If you cook potatoes in a fleshig pot, just water and potatoes, you're not supposed to put butter on them. The Chatchil were machmir for the sheet of the Rivon. But with the Eved, it's okay. It's be Eved. You put the butter on it. Everything's kosher after the fact. Guys, following, you're listening, this is where we're beginning to get ourselves involved in this sukkah. There's more to be said, but I said we'd go to the Ran without further ado. Now start part two of the Shia. Part two of today's Shia is the Ran. This Ran is very, very important, and we have to focus on it. You only read one excerpt so far. Let's read the Ran stuff from the beginning. Well, the first part is this quote of Rashi. If you have my edition, it's bolded all the way to Ve'ika. Bolded means the big print is Gemara, And the small ball different is Rashi. And Rashi's good, fine. We call Ksav Rashi. Igal Medak. He asked the Kasha, I'm surprised nobody in this room asked me. Keva and Darmina, the Ha the Rab Michlolo, the Uv the Shifa Itma. Hechi Arminan. Dafilu Shmuel Moda the Osu Lechol Cholav Roseach Bikdera Shabishal Babas. Shmuel agrees, if you have a fleshik of pot, you cook a milk, treif. Why? V'ahach uvda dekavasehi. Dochanami leka l'shnei tamim. Sha'koro kibla tam min ha'shifa. V'chozra v'nosan tam bibishul. Wow. Here or not, there or not. When I say not, I mean Tom Shaney is already a problem. The real honest to goodness not is when it has two tamim before it became prohibited. It's not that one. Still considered to be not by not. Fine again. Doim the achtanya b'kedera shabishul b'bos levashul b'cholov the brisa. Right here on the brisa, Shmuel has to agree with a brisa. So what do you mean, Rav? What he's saying? Shmuel would agree to Zosir over here. Rav Mosai, Shmuel is the one who says that if you have a pot which you cooked in flesh, meat, you may not cook in milk. But I'm to not bar not. Come on. Not bar not is only if you have two knots before you have an iser. Here, it doesn't work that way. It's from the meat to the pot to the milk. It lands an explosion. There are no two knots when it's still mutter. When it makes a second landing, it's already an explosion. It's usur. That's the kash. That's the kash. Yeah. Okay. Let's chazer again. What's the case of not par not? Rabosai, gotta get the case straight. It starts, always starts with meat or milk. That's what the basmachol starts. It starts with meat. That's the most typical case. It takes two steps, and it's still mutter. Rabosai, let me demonstrate it. Take two steps. Watch. I'm meat, okay? Meat. Okay? Took one step. I went into the pot. Or the dish, as the case may be. With me? Take another step. I went into the fish. Had to go, I didn't put the kutach yet. Now I'm going to take two steps without a problem. Take the following contrasting case. I meet, okay? Take a step, goes into the pot. With me? Now, into the pot I put milk. Ah! Get my foot down. It's going to explode. That's not allowed, right? They don't say not bar not in that kind of case. What about Al Gemara? The name of this Shifa, whatever that medicinal food was, right? Which case that's similar to? The first case, you take two steps and it's still heter? Or not that way? You take two steps, take one step, and the next step is already Iser. That's what it sounds like. Or call it Iser, call it whatever you want to call it. When Rav's taste is coolly high taste, not surprising. It wasn't after two complete steps had, now you have to worry about the third step. It's just the second step. So the second step we know. It's like I put the meat into the pot, and when I put it into the milk, ah! Same thing over here in Rav's case, right? The meat went into the dish, and then the dish goes into this. Of course I taste so much. It's only after two steps are completed. Let me talk about not by not, when it interacts with something else. But you don't have that luxury. Is everyone following me? This is the Ron Kasha. Yes.
Can you see that Rav is different because it's just a powerful flavor?
Oh, very good. So what's Bechla Rav? Rav is not doing anything. The Gemara does say that because Rav is talking about a double Mar Ma'od. You're saying even without that, We'll come to that in a minute. Let's just read the Ran. The Ran is the key to all wisdom over here. Rabosa, look inside. Look at start from the beginning. Take it from the beginning again. See the kash again. You have to keep chazarin. Higal amedak. Keva namina daha derav mechlala da uvda de shifa itmar hechi amina da fil de shmul moda the yasa lechal cholav rosech bekdera. Shabishu babasar Shmuel agrees. I can't not agree with the brisa. If you have milk, boiling milk in a fleshig pot, that it's treif. Why? That's exactly the case over here. The second landing is already no good. That's the case of the brisa. That cholav b'roseh b'kderes b'osah. The second landing is no good here also. V'achuvda the kavosei tochanami lekel shnei timeim shakora kibla tam min hashipa v'chosra on the landing v'nosta tam b'bishul. So the second landing is already tastes a lot. That's no surprise. Everyone agrees that's enough in a brisa. Find a dumer the hak the tanya kader shibishav a basli vashav a cholam. Darmina dam afil a shmul modeba. If it came in shekain hechi yitmad member the rab mechlolai. But don't everyone agrees to that. Tivet a ramban and ukim the terence. Also shifa davar mahaya meura ba. Avalohaya ikar ma mosho mi osa davar mar. So it's three. The cave on Shanos and Tam Bibishal, Havale Nat Bar Nat Mamish, Dumya the Dogam Shalom Bikara. What are the two steps? From the Dover Mar, Rabosai. What did we say before? It's only a total of two steps. Total. And the second step is already problematic. Right? Kara kibla mitam and ashifa, v'chazal the tam and tavshal. Not true, not true. Why is it not true? Because the shifa was those mu'urav ba. It wasn't the mamasha meos the davar mar. So what happened? The davar mar gave into the shifa, and the shifa gave into the kara. It's already two steps, right? And now the food, which lands in afterwards, step three. In other words, after the two steps. Still has tam kulei hai. The kemesh doesn't tam bishul havelei not bar not mamish. Dumi the dog of mishol b'kar. He changed the case. The Ramban changed the case. Rabbi Osai threw in an extra food. The davar mar gave taste into the main item, and the main item gave taste into the dish. And when you put something else in the dish later on, it has such a huge taste. That's not bar not. That's the inference. The excellent inference, except for the fact of the davar mar. Says the Ran, V'li ein tzorach lekach. Da'anan hochi karmina. Michlola itmar. The Rav ki omar yoiv tama kule hai. Why did Rav use that phrase? What's Rav trying to teach us over here? Lagmure halacha hu dika omar hochi. He's used that phrase to teach us a halacha. What halacha? V'lo mar de tam sheni chozok v'choshavu. V'roi lesser davar acher. Kitar Misha. I the Chitema and Kane Hechi Karmina and Velohi. Shani Hosan the Nafish Verore Tvei. The Hochel the Mike even Rav, who might come Ashmala. If it's a unique case. Lav Kushi. Shekhar Kosfu Bazer. The Chiamrina and Velohi. The Hosan Mishim the Nafish Verore Tvei. Limitche le the Rav Gufehu the Yitmar. Rav didn't say this, someone else said it. Kloma. The nehi devadai michlala the ha the shamina the istele rab not bar not is asur afilu hachi lesser the rab rab's wrong the iu sava the tam sheni chazak b'chol makom k'mo shu chazak b'zeh v'dachin in la the lesser the hasam mishum the nafish merari who the yoyev tam akulei hai v'shiru chachamim ein lachanos in tam b'chol yisurim gadol k'mo aval vadai modinan. The Rav Lashmina and Isura Hudi Chavin, he taught you those extra words to teach you an Isser. V'hainu del Armina di Michlola Mai, Kid Armina Bishar Duchti. For Rav Vade Hoch Esfirle. Gemara says later on, Chasta Lazari, Abba Rabba, listen to me to the low Shmirle, Shitrashi. In other words, Rav really holds it really is awesome. And Rav is trying to give an example of a case where there's a lot of taste. That's all. That's what the Ran says. It's an example. There's a lot of taste after step two. There's still a lot of taste. Not step two itself. After step two. Right? But let's chazer again. According to the Ramban, it's after step two. Literally, you have shipa in some food and some food in a dish, and then the dish gives in food to a tash, which you have a great taste for. That's what the Ramban said. But the Ran said, no, the thing is from the lushan of Kulei Hai. He's telling you that Tamsheni is so strong that I tasted noob. Obviously, it's going to be the same as Boston Kulei Hai. But it's so strong, it can impact on some other thing, on the third transfer. Adkan, the Ran's terms. Fine. There is a unique Shitas Yochid that the Ran is announcing this quote over here from Anonymous Acherim. Anonymous Acherim. I don't know who they are. Aval Acherim Sovrim de Shmuel Afilu Tam Sheni hit there. Even the second landing is also Mutta. V'hocha b'dogim sha'olim b'imbosar ayri. What? A new pshat. Not dogim sha'olim b'kara after the kara is already cleaned off from using it with meat. No! The fish and the meat are in the same dish or pot together. Tikama de mutol le'ochlem b'kuta. Whoa! Afal pi she'enkan elano sein tam sheni. It's in brackets. Why is that so? Because the taste of the meat and the fish are together, being cooked together in the same pot. So the taste goes directly. Think about the pot. The pot reminds me, when I'm a shatran, after the 2 days, they dump the shatran. Have you heard that expression, dump the shatran? I have it recently, because they got married recently. They dumped me. They dumped the shatran. They dumped the car over here. They dumped it. They dumped it. You have the buster and the dog. You have the buster and the dogim are being cooked in the same. They don't need the shatran of the pot anymore. Go straight from the buster into the dogim, and the dogim into the kutach. So the second landing is already problematic, and it's still mutter called the shmur. V'hainu de muchuchin hadirav uvda de shifa vaslik a pashte lemai de sviel of b'shnei tamil v'vadu de shenechlichu. Meiridik. The second landing is mutter the shmur. What's the problem? It's a major problem. It's against the brisa. Which brisa? Come on, help me out. Which brisa? You know what it is. Bosa b'chol, right? The case of the tzadi zayin. And by the way, for those who don't want to, 2 ways to turn the page, on Kuf Yud Aleph Mebeis, the Brisa is quoted again. We had in Tzadi Zayin and Aleph. Same Brisa. Kederish Abishlu Babosu Yvashlu Becholav. Why? The second landing is Mutter. Vichitevam came, Tikshu the Shmuel, Hodatanya Kederish Abishlu Babosu Yvashlu Becholav. Vibishlu Benosin Tam. Why? The second landing is okay. Tirtsu Bezadi Zacherim. Shayadeho Ur Polate Mamosho Shal Isur Rishon. It's unique. There's mamash on the fire. On the fire is different. All right, they get out of it. Says the Ran, Ven shita zumu chuveres ela. It's wrong. It's wrong. Ela betam sheni afu the shmul moda the osu betam shlishu the shenechel. They find out about after step two, going to step three. Vachere machmir loma. Da filu bechagavna da kusha olu bekara. So there are cherem on each side. It's the Ran is a centrist. Those want to be making all the time in the second taste, except what's on the fire mamish, the case of Tzadi Zayin in the Brisa. And then those want to be machmir and say that dogam sha'olu dafka, but not in his basha. We know this is the Rivan. These achem is the Rivan. Rabosu doesn't call my name. You and I know this is the Rivan. Tafila b'chay gavno dafka sha'olu bikara. Afal pishen roschin. Avon this bashlu ba asurin. The chol ki agavna, column two. Come with me. The chol ki agavna, ma mosho shobosra abalua bekara nifle mehem. Bohem. Vahavi le ki ilu nis bashlu in bosu mamash da asurin. They brought a raya from Psochem da flamet. I both say it's the next page in Mem Aleph in the old print, Which we know this raya, we already saw it in Tosis. And we already saw it in the Rush. We saw it twice. And Snow, and we saw the Ryan Tosis in Rush also. Says the Ran, new paragraph. Ein elu rayas. We saw this also in Tosfos in the Rush. Why? Not a gzeres shemile. Gzeres shemile kan chenu yofe yofe. Shederech atan alios nishalach. Betichas ha'alio. Vein also lachas over the kinuach. You can't wipe it off. You have to actually boil it out. Aber kadeira shebishal ba'basar. Ein bo ma'masho shal iser. Ulefichach afilu bishal ba'dogim vatalut ha'machutach. That's how most poskim hold. And stone is also different. What about the it's dirty. One day in Rashi, the Ticha. He quotes the Rambam. Ram holds, Kara she'ochel ba'basa, u'bishlu ba'dogin, osa ba'dogin u'tarim la'achol ba'kudah. Even though he cooked it. Fine. Heavy that we saw it. So far, so good. It's a good chazar. It's really, most of the things for the third time. Keep reviewing there are nuances, many new nuances over here in the Ram about the Acherim on either direction, particularly the Ramban's Teretz and the first Acherim. That's new. We didn't see either of those things in the Tosfos or in the Rosh. Now again a Chazar. This is the point which Tosfos was discussing before. Because of the Sefer HaTrumah, Rabotai, new paragraph. Korol shehutchu b'machvas choleves b'mayim roskum shneim b'neyom. You took dishes and they had been used for flashings within 24 hours and you want to wash the dishes in a milchik pan. Everyone's ben yomo poshut ha'kol osur. The time shebikoros niflet b'mayim v'tam cholov shebemachos niflet b'mayim u'miyad netzru ha'mayim mishum basa b'cholov shebehen. What happened over here? The cousins met. Right? They met in the water. The meat coming and the milk coming. They both landed. The same as we said, Rabosai. If things don't have a perfectly safe landing on the second landing, it's trouble. Here you don't have it. Why? It went from the meat to the pot. When it goes from the pot to the water, it's not a smooth and safe landing. Because in that same water, it's its cousin. The milk went to the pan, and from the pan into the water, there's no safe second landing. Am I making myself clear? That's what I'm trying to say for you. Because the Ramban, Ani Omer, Ishtavish Kahani, he's wrong. Tahainu Dogim Sha'olu Bekara, Mutalachal Bekutah, Dekara, Hainu Kara. My roastman shapolta bahem hainu dogim machvas choleves hainu kutach kishem shadogim mutalochle bekutach kacha mayim alolu mutalitin osan bein bekutach bein bepleit ascholov shemem machvas v'dava boru. What's going on? Boru. He says the Sefer Truma poshut that it's osur. Ramban says boru that it's mutti. Gotta love it. No one has any doubts. Only you and I have doubts, because we have one pusher on one side, but on the other side. But they have no doubts. Weiter. Afal pishis skabnu leforesh tishlosha nosnei tamim beinon. The Ramban, when he phrases not bar not, he says you need three knots. We said before it's two and a half. Two safe landings, and then it's no problem going forward. That's how Tosfos phrases it. Ramban said no. Not bar not really means three. No, with three. No problem. Kanami shloshino stay time of aim. What's that? Basar bikaros. Karos b'mayim. Mayim b'cholov. Huh? So it took the third step. And it's okay. For the Armina cholos b'mayim this arev in tam sheni shal basar shabahen. Hey, he's bothered by the problem. Why don't we say that the milk in the water gets mixed directly in to this taste of meat in the water? We don't say that. Why not? Kishem shein omrim bedogim t'tam acholav shebekutach nivla bedogim. Let's say the kutach gets mixed, gets absorbed into the fish. V'ye osron, and it should aser the fish. Shebasa b'cholav. Why not? V'chein bedin. It's correct not to say that. Why? Everything is critical. Fisha ain basar shebedogim obamayim osrim. ad sheis arvo im acholov v'yitnu tam. Here's the key words: zeba zeh. Shein basa b'cholov osa leolam. We had this once before. Ele beno same time zeba zeh. So it's tam shlishi v'kol muter. And the Rashba and others follow the Rambam. He said he made you sold. It's only also they give taste into one another. Was only one in the other, both directions. If it's only one direction, it's nothing. The Ran said, I don't know what they're talking about. Shani Roa Divi Balachuma's on the chol. Balachuma's right. Ubrurim, to use the right word. Nochon Ubarim. Vlodami klal the dogim sha'alu bikara. Why not? The hosom hakutach lo kibel tam klal mitam rishin dahino akara elimin adogim davatam sheni. What happened? Two full steps, heter gomer. Meat into the pot, pot into the fish, heter gomer. That's why it's mutter. Avokan, no. Tam acholav anifl tocha mayim. The taste of milk which comes into the water from the pan. Mikabel tam mitam abosar rishin. Because they meet each other, No one could step down the second time peacefully. On the second step down, they bump into each other. The man lemolon shelo yisarvu pleitas abosu pleitas acholav lepaatzman shelo bemtzos hamayim. They dump the shatchin. The water's the shatchin. They dump the shatchin. Within, floating in the water, they meet each other. To why you connect, so they can count it as a shidduch or not. Right? But they dump the shatchin, says the Ran. They meet each other. Hilchoch lo have nat barnat ela nosen tam rishinu shenosen tam becholov. Hilchoch lo dami klal. Number one. Number two. Viod the ma'ida sharina nat barnat la mishum de savrinon she'ein atam arishon. Mispashet v'holech ara shlishi. That's what the Ramban said. Number three strikes and you're out. Three is nothing. The imkain, if that's the lumdus from Osai, afilu b'shari surin name ochi, l'mandales le'chatich atzmanas is nevelo. Keep that phrase in mind. What do I mean? I have pig, and the pig went into the water, and the water went into the pot. So what's the problem? Let's say that it's considered to be mutter, or the pig in the pot and the potato. Why shouldn't that be in the category of mutter? Or as many steps as you want. If it's just a matter of 1, 2, and 3, so 1, 2, and 3 applies bees as well as the heta. We don't fuck such a thing. Two perfect steps of heter. That's a lot. Three steps. Two steps of heter. Hilchoch dafka kshetam sheni omad beheter below taroves cholov a smooth landing. Avokan kshetam sheni lo omad b'fnei atzmo klal ela teichev shabo lo olam nisare b'tamo shel cholov mistab ravade de'osa tabala truma. This is a fight to the finish here. Yes, sir.
This connected to what we saw earlier by the Chorus of the Ramo with the water and the Pasar and Chalav and the water that you shouldn't use it together? That Chorus we saw?
Maybe. I remember what you were talking about, Simit Pezayin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what about also whether there's such a thing as a Belia in water? In liquids?
You mean that liquids are only
a
mixed?
It's
mixed.
Not really Belia, so if it's not really no St. Tom to one another,
we saw machlokas about this, and these are the same players. The Ramban was a player. That's an interesting quote. We have to look that up again. But the Ramban, the Rivas Kasha, the Ramban Rashba said one way. Remind me tomorrow. Look it up in the Chiddushi Rashba on that sugya, or the Ramban, and see how they hold. See if it's a link. Okay. Remind me. I'm going to forget. Please remind me. Okay. Now, Bosai, let's turn our attention to the Mordechai. The Mordechai Simon Tov Shin Ches and Tov Shin Yud. In our print, you can find Tov Shin Ches. on page Chavok. They're both on page Chavok. The old print I can't say, I don't have it. Hilchasa. Okay. Gives it the Pashup shot. You have two knots. Twice it's Nivla. Beis Pomim Nivla Atam V'Nifla Kodem Sheyos Yisr Chad Bekara U'Misham B'Dogim V'Eino Tamo HaNiflat. What goes out of the fish Chosh of Tam Yisr U'Lechak Mutalach B'Kup B'Cholav. He uses the word Cholav. You see? Not Kutach. Cholav. To answer the question. Right. Pirish Rivan Chasan Rashi Tavka Olo B'Kara V'Sachas Okshen Roskin Avon Espash Lu Asr the Iker Atam Niflat Minakli. It's cooked in water. For Epirish, Afilu we name on this Bashlu Lo, Haino Litzli Davko, the Leko Mayim, like the Rosh said. Tzli is worse, there's no liquid medium. Avon is Bashlu Bemayim, Hatam is Bashit Bemayim, because Gimel of Sintam Shel Heter. So once again, the Mordechai is telling us that Tzli is worse than Bishul. We saw it in the Rosh. And we saw it in the Mordechai as well. That's in Tavshin Ches. In Tavshin Yud, it's exactly the reverse. In Tavshin Yud, Rabosai, look inside. Look inside. Look what he says. He says as follows. Skipping the first part, which is exactly the same as Tosfos. He quotes Rashi with small tzadis. She'olu b'korai de'tzli. Davka tzli. Tzli is mutter. Avon nisbashlu bolu tam harbe v'havi tam rishon. Exactly the reverse. Before we saw that Bishul was mutter and tzli is aser. He says, no, olu is the same as tzli. Tzli is mutter. And Bishul is Asur. Rabbi, so what can I tell you? An opposite direction to Poskamago. Complete opposites. Complete opposites. What can I tell you? Complete opposites. Oh. Having said this, Rabbosai, I'm going to show you a few things in the Divrei Chamudos, only because we happen to have the Sefer open in front of us, the Rosh and the bottom. Which I don't want to put on the Mar Makom because you're going to see it really in Shulchan Aruch. But before we see it in Shulchan Aruch, it will be then a review. Let's see a little bit in Rabosai in the Divrei Chamudos. We're going to start with Simkotan Kuf Nun Hei. It's in the bottom of the Rosh Choftes. Please turn. Kuf Nun Hei. An hour print. Kuf Nun Hei. On page Reish, we were here before. Actually, it's Reish Aleph. Kuf Nun Hei. Kuf Nun Hei. In Kuf Nun Hei, he starts discusses ways to overcome these problems. Take a look. Kosev Atur, the Mairi Shayorahi Al Ha'esh. Oh, afilo ena ala esh v'amayim chamet shiat nichves pen. We call yatsa letis pen. Pirsha beis Yosef. Tehainu lo madim ena yatsa letis pen. Ein shem roseach aleem. V'nirash hava pishim ala esh nami. I mean yatsa letis pen shori. Because after all, there's no heat. No heat, there's no transfer of taste. More than that. V'im ira amayim b'klisheni choleves. The famous klisheni spoke about so many times. We pass an alocha. Klisheni ain't a mavashon. There's no bliya either. The Rashba, the chom klisheni mavliya or maflid. I feel any answer. Let us bow. According to some, no, that's a different shita. According to him, we have to say it's also in this case as well. Okay, Rabbi Osai, but we pass the mikra din. Klisheni is not mavliya. Nothing. That's up, sach halacha lemaisa. Okay? Fine. Fine, a little bit further. A little bit further. All is the quotes in the Beis Yosef. We pass in the quotes in the Ramah, and on Kaimalon, Klishene lo mavliya velo maflit, afa pishiat so let us b'mayim. Okay, so it's very important. Put this in the Klishene, and your problems are solved. Let's turn now to the very end of the Divrei Chamudos, Kuf Nun Vav. Kuf Nun Vav starts on the top of the second column, and it goes all the way to the next page. He quotes the Ran at great length. The last two lines on page Resh Aleph in our print. That's Kshishneim b'nei Yomam. Avol hecha de'echad men lo'eno ben Yomo nispo yofa b'divri shari duru. Koro she'ochlu b'em rotev shel boser roseach hayom v'hutchu b'mayim roschen she'hayodayim. Next page. Page Reish Beis. Are you following the Bichamunas? So let us spend the Machbas Cholev Hashem about Bas Yoma Hakaoros Pshita Shemutaros. Why? Shelo Kol Turak Tam Cholov Mikelim Shena B'nei Yoma. Because the Machbas not Ben Yoma. But he has a Chiddush. The Gama Machbas Muto Levashel B'Cholov Od Mishum Deyesh Bem Gimel Nat Barnat. When I bustle Bikoro, Misham Bamayim, Misham Bamachmas, Vakati had to go. Kevin Shaino Ben Yomo. Hey, Rabosa, it's no style of Gam. Eino Ben Yomo. That is Makunachos. Maluch Lachos is not. Because if it has grease on it, then even if a day has passed, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It's still going to be a significant problem. Fine. Skipping some more about Zayin, the very end of Kuf Nun Zayin, because of Baal Shulchan Aruch, the Yeroh Lo, Shem Nosnu Efer B'mayim Chamesh Shabiyor, we call that soap, Kodesh Yenichu Akteres B'socha, Afa Pisha Shuman Dovuk B'en Mutter, that the Efer who knows in Tamil of Gam, is a big trick in the book. If you want to make a pogo, you put in soap. The source of this is this Mechaber, Rabosai, Yeroh Li, it's in Sadi Hey, Sivdal. I did not put on the Ma'amachos, but that could not, because I want to just put on the core sheet of Nat Barnat. This is sort of a side. That's why I left it out from the Makor. So we'll get to it later. Let's give you some calming attractions. Oh. Kuf Nun Zayin. Again, a few calming attractions. Kosa Beis Yosef. When it says in the Rosh, Hakol Osa. Emi's Osa. I'll read it later on. Okay. The water, Rabbi said, we throw out water. We're not going to discuss using the water. We throw out water all the time. We always throw out water. And then he says as follows. In this kind of a case, this is coming attractive for the Shulchan Aruch. He says as follows. Look inside this a few lines later. One cleaves Ena Ben Yomo, one's Ben Yomo. So he quotes the Ramon Torah's Chatas. He put a kapshul Bosa Ben Yomo, look there, Shulchan Aruch, Ena Ben Yomo. Full of water, or the other way around. Nothing is Aser. Because Ena Ben Yomo, Miu, yeah, the Mayim is also, okay, forget about that. V'cheinu b'machol, Kitnis or Yerokos v'chadoma, Afa gab de Ena Machol Nesa, because Ena Ben Yomo involved, Mikomakom en la'ochlo, lo'im basar, v'lo'im cholov, Nil of meat or milk. Why? The whole will of Yochol la'ochlo below ze, can have it parv, Lo havi kelechatchila. The lechatchila that you're not supposed to rely on these dinim lechatchila. We'll get to that at length tomorrow, and a little bit perhaps even later today. The efshar achidish, the af lekli shel basa or shel cholov, also litno lechatchila al yochlo kach ben akadera, or this will be called a disposables. Miu, Yisavheta says, Muta lechol amachol im amin hakli ben yomo. No. You can eat it with, let's say, the more recent one is fleshix. Have it with flesh. You don't have to worry about the early one, which is milk. That's a machlokas gedolei aposk. Fine. What about the cliche of ben yomo that received taste from the ben yomo? He passes this mutter against the Maharash who wants to answer it. Says the Dibre Chaburis, Nirali Linagol Shlolesa Shum Kli, Lagabi Akalim Mikri, long time the word Mikri, Mikri the Yevin, Achsha Minigain Okain. The Minig is to be Machmir, only to use the pot for the most recent one, or not to use it for milk or flesh at all. But Mikri Adin, no, it's considered to be the Yevin. What about the Machos called the Chatchila? So therefore, what do you do? Al kain tov lahachmer ma'machos shloloch loloam bosa v'loam cholov. Put in a part of a dish or a paper plate. Kain nirali. Notice a lot of chumras over here, about saying. A lot of chumras going on in these sugyas, which we're going to get to as we go slowly to the Shulchan Aruch. For the moment, I just wanted to give you some of the calming attractions over here as they're found in the Dibri Chamudas. A few more. Let's go slowly, Rabbi Osai. Look slowly. Close the smack. Kedera chadosha shabot bishal b'mayim. Oh man, what could be better? A brand new pot, cooked water. Mamish, everything. What could be better than that? Het the gummer. New pot, cooked water. V'tochu bo kaf cholevis. Uh-oh. You put in the milk of the spoon. V'chakach chozu bishal b'mayim. Now in the other water, you put in the flesh of a spoon. This is starting to get a little scary. They were both within 24 hours of them, and they were used for their flesh and milk respectively. Milk and flesh respectively. Here a chumra, can't use it for anything. Need a milk. Aval shardvara mutal levashal bo. Whole back there is a chadasha. Adka. It's a tremendous chumah. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch quotes it and the Shach doesn't like it. Behevsha shemizen is pashad aminig. Lesser also a kli she'eno ben yomo. Tolo odif me'ilu tochvu bo shnei kelim she'en ben yomon. I there can use shardvarim. Parv. Mikomako me'shlomar. The davka kshoyse kedera chadosha. They let you use it for these things. Otherwise, perhaps not. And of course, he said, Aruch, yesh teshtamesh b'kedera ma'min shal kafa achrom. The last one is ve'eno nochon. If he's for us, so over the nat bar nat mutta lechatchila. Lechach matiro imo achrom, who are then the minarishan, we can be Mekel for the same reason. In any event, he says we should follow the smack, because the spashet aminig lesser also she'enu benyomo ein l'shanos. That's aminig lechatchila, but the yevad nothing is awesome. Nothing is awesome at all. Nothing. Nothing is awesome but the yevad. It's all, technically speaking, not bar not. And therefore, Abbas, we come to the very end of the shiur today, which is the very end, Rabosai, of Sivkoton Kuf Nun Tes. Kuf Nun Tes. Look what it says. Watch this. He says, come on, Ein Chilek Ben Yol Nizbashla Kol Shari. Rabbi Natam, Allah Cholamaisa, come on. Ramba. All is in base yours. And the Mechaba, we'll see tomorrow. We'll open tomorrow, we'll start right at the Shulchan Aruch. Sadi Hey Aleph. The Mechaba, passing the Kula. Ava Ramba, Kosav, the Lechat Chilo, Yesh Lino, Kedivir Rabbeinu. Means the Rosh, who was Machmir by Tzalu, it's even also by the Yevin. So we're Machmir by Lechat Chilo. Came Motsa B'Shem Marai, Yesh Lino, Shari Dur, Yosh. By the Yevin. Yesh Lismo, Kedivir Amatirin. That's our psak. L'chatchila, Rabosa, we're worried about the Rivon and the Rosh. The Rivon is machal by Bishul, the Rosh machal by Tzli. We're machal by both. Only Olu is mutar l'chatchila. For the Evet, everything's mutar. Olu, Tzolu, Nizbashlu, you name it, it's all mutar. That's the Ramos compromise. Now, he said, Hatorch, Pasa l'chatchila, Yesh l'achmir, Afilik, Shenizbashlu, Shalachlu, Mecholav. For the Evet, I feel a nitzlu. Sli is mochama. The Rosh said over here. Remember the Rosh said? The last three words? Bishl is mutta tzali, tzali is asr. So the he quotes over here. He said, Aruch, yeah, it's true. But the Maisa is no difference. The Chathila we should avoid even Bishl. And the Ebuah Mat even Sli. Now it comes. Because of old, the Hod and Noah in lesser of the special and nitzlu, big there, Shabbos, social aloch, the Chathila becholov, Hainu dafka, la ochlon, becholov, mamish. What happened? I had a potato. It was cooked in a fleshiger pot. I'm not supposed to put butter on it because it was cooked, right? But may I put the potato down in the middle of the dish? Says he's that far enough to go. That's what. Lidn b'klichol leves is short. That far we make more than that. And my occlusion is bashu on nitzluo, ena ben yomo, mutu lechatchilo laochlan becholov. Oh, it's a combination. Not lefgam and not barnat. What happens? I cooked the pot today, right now. It's 2:30. Minchatan, well, give me another minute. 2:30, I cook a potato. The pot hasn't been used since before Shabbos. So it's not barnat and not lefgam. I'm allowed to put butter on that potato. You don't have to be mach with a combination of these two in the cost of the Ramah, Shekain, Noagin. Adkan. Time is up. And tomorrow we'll open the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadi Hey. We'll see Be'iyun. We'll discuss a little bit Mikufya today. And the Devei Chamudah is based upon the Gemara and the Rosh and the Mordechai.